Because she was going to say that she didn't have the tickets, Glenda, and we only let people in who has the tickets. Does that make sense, Glenda?
It does now, honey. There's trucks going by old Cola Jones up in the hills trying to plant flowers in the spring. He's got all kinds of bulbs he's shoving into the ground. He's got a whole bunch of white people digging and digging and picking cotton. And looks like the reverse movie of Roots, the white cast version.
I don't know what she's talking about. Does white people have roots in their hair, like black roots in their hair? Is you at a wig factory, Glenda, where they color the hair so you can't tell that he's wearing a wig with black roots?
No, honey. No, I'm talking about people. He's Colin Jones is black, but all his help is white, okay? Because he's all into the woke crap, in that woke shit. And that's why Sylvie and I sued him and we won. Did I tell you that?
Did we cut you off the air? I don't know. Caller, is you still there? Caller, is you there? Glenda, is you there?
Can you hear me, honey? Oh my God, is that the FBI? You know, they want to raid everybody because they're so fucking incompetent. Oh my God, between them and CIA and Joe Biden's DOJ, MJB, FJB, what's that coffee? I don't know, but I never have seconds.
Oh, I know what you said. It's MJB, BMW, MBA, something like that. It's a coffee that's very confusing. It's one of the three-letter agency coffees. Okay, I'm here. All right, I finally got through. I don't know what's going on, but there's some new two-factor authentication in order for me to call in and get on my own damn radio show. And I don't understand that, okay, because I'm a celebrity. I'm auditioning for a new play. You won't believe this, and I'm gonna get this one. I am so ready for this. You know I've been talking about Joe Polish. Well, this is called Tanya Had Her Toenails. Now that's brilliant. I am Tanya with toenails. Well, Tanya had her toenails. It's the story of a woman. This is like a Lifetime movie. It's the story of a woman who had toenails, and then it goes on to talk about how she lost her toenails due to that fungus removal cream that's advertised on all the conservative Republican Trump voter websites.
Oh, yes.
That are like tabloid news, you know.
Right.
And she tried the fungal remover, and instead, it didn't just remove the fungus. It removed her toenails, and kind of like that.
Oh, that is tragic. Well, let me change the subject, because that's gross. I mean, that just reminds me of moldy cheese that got served at the church last night. Somebody was passing out moldy cheese, and we didn't know it was moldy until everyone already done ate it. And then they were sick, and, well, you know the story. We had to bury them out back with the rest of the dead, dried-out Christians.
Hi, it's me. I'm
Jonathan.
Not surprised that more people died at your church.
What?
It just always seems to be a setup. Like every Sunday, something happens
and
they all die. Except you. I'm just...
Well, I'm holy.
You know, there's like a pattern here, you know, and you're never investigated, so I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, it's that replacement theory.
That's right.
They're getting rid of all the whites because the global elites, who is white?
That's right.
You know, like King Charles and Klaus Schwab and
Camilla.
Karl Reiner and Karl Rove and Carl. They're all white, and they have...
That's right.
They just want to get rid of the whites, and they want to be the only ones, you know. It's a replacement theory. I read about it in my QAnon newsletter. It comes every day.
Oh, I read that in my QAnon newsletter. I get the $5,000 a month QAnon newsletter, and after I found out all the money goes to Trump instead of the RNC, I said, let's up this. Let's upgrade this to the $10,000 a month thing. I want to know more about what Q knows. He knows everything. And Putin is coming to save us. He's going to fly in on a hot balloon over the rainbow. And he's going to play all kinds of songs from musicals. Everyone be dancing. And he's going to fly over the rainbow that matches the same path as the evil eclipse.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that, Glenda?
I didn't know that part, honey, because they said they was going to leave that till tomorrow. And I was like, says, Sylvia, she goes, what? I says, God damn it, Sylvia, they're gonna send me my newsletter. I don't get it by email, I get it by snail mail. So it's a real piece of paper. I like to hold it in my hands. I think the truth should be held in my hands. I said, God damn it, Sylvia, I'm gonna get my newsletter and the eclipse is gonna be dark. I'm gonna be able to read the goddamn thing. God damn it. Then we went to Costco and got a sheet cake, and then we ate that for the rest of the day until,
oh my God,
Love Boat came on, you know, and then I got gas and constipation. I was blocked out.
Now, Glenda, I've told you before about celebrity enzymes, okay, and probiotics, but if you're eating cereal, which is one of the worst things you can eat in the morning to start your day off right, even though it's fortified with vitamins, iron, fiber, and other things, even if there are no artificial colors, flavors, or ingredients, cereal is one of the worst, Glenda. It's probably killing you just a little teeny bit at a time.
It does give me gas, honey. I mean, this bloating shit's never stopped, especially when I gotta take a big old shit, you know? That's why I can't fly anymore, because they won't let me on. It's just a leak all over the damn place. I flush the blue water, and instead of sucking it out, it blows it back at me, because my load is too big for the airlines.
Oh my God, Glenda. Well, you don't need to fly anywhere anyway, because everyone on airlines now, especially any kind of public transport, whether it's airlines or the subway or the bus or cabs or just being in traffic or being a pedestrian, they're just nuts, Glenda. They've all lost their mind. They're all violent. And so, you know, we need the chemtrails to spray these idiots and exterminate them.
Well, see, that's one of the subplots of Tonya Had Her Toenails. That's one of the supporting actress roles that I'm not going to be playing. I'm not going to be talking about chemtrails as a supporting actress. But now if it was the role of Tonya talking about chemtrails, I'd be all over that, like the way they're all over the skies.
Ugh.
You know, poisoning us.
Well, we have an antidote to that, and it's a new product I want to talk. Where's my notes? I've got a note here. Let me go over this, cause everybody listen, call to order.
So we got a new product at Ferner Farms we's going to be selling on clearance, even though they just came in and it's new. I figured if we start off with a new product on clearance, Glenda, you listening? We put it in a big bin up front and say, clearance, must sell today. Everything must go. It's a new product called Carrie's Mary Berries. And then she's got an upsell called Carrie's Mary Marion Berries. And then Carrie's Mary Cherry Berries and a savory Mary Raspberry Sauce. And it comes in a bundle of berries. Berry bundle. Very Mary Berry bundle.
Shut up.
Well, anyway, so then we're going to push that out. And I think that's an antidote because, you know, berries is antioxidants to wipe out the chemtrails, Glenda.
Yeah, Glenda, have you tried antioxidants? Maybe that would help.
I don't know, honey. The doctor says, you know, at the county hospital when I go in for my 1-to-10-year checkup, he says I'm in danger of lung cancer. What else? Sorry, guys, I had a sub sandwich. Kidney disease, pre-diabetes, pre-Alzheimer's, pre-Parkinson's. I got a whole checklist. Where is that? Sylvia, is that you? Goddamn it. There's a cat that gets in my trailer every once in a while. It likes to go drink the toilet water. It's not dead yet. I use Vanish and those bleach tablets that fizz, but it hasn't killed the goddamn cat. Well, I got a checklist somewhere. These are my coupons for the 99-cent stores. Worthless now since there's going bankrupt under this Bidenflation.
I'm gonna tell
you, Trump doesn't even talk about on the campaign trail on restoring the 99-cent store for those of us who can only afford to pay 99 cents for our entire bag of groceries. You know, and that is bullshit.
Okay, well, I've got my notes that we need to go over for the next fundraiser meetings, etc., and such as. So, I've gotten a hold of the management at the All-You-Can-Eat Buffet and Salad Hut, run by Kelia Midriff. All the girls walk around in midriff.
Oh.
As well as the guys.
Yeah.
And it's a real sexy place to eat.
No.
When you want a sexy buffet and Salad Hut.
So I got that going on. And then I'm also talking to Pawnee Lanier. She owns a psychic vacuum company.
Oh, my goodness.
But, it's not doing too well. Customers say it just sucks.
Oh, that's too bad. So let me go over my notes now. So I have Frida and Herbert Loompa in their pillows and blankets collection in suitable textures and family-friendly colors. We don't want to upset any of the Trump voters. You know, they get so triggered if anything's purple or pink or something happy. They need their anger colors. Everything needs to be red. Everything needs to be red. They can't handle it. They get so triggered. But then I've got Jenny Crack Corn and I Don't Care is the new hot Christian single right now that we have our organist play at Blessed Souls Ministries. It's pretty catchy.
You have an organist playing a hot Christian single? I've never heard of that.
Oh my God, I never heard of it either, but honey, I may have to get that. That just released me. I feel such relief.
Wow.
You know, why don't you send me one of them singles? That might be the constipation relief method I need.
You know, I gotta tell you, I am enjoying this pecanha steak right now. Do you know about pecanha? It's very celebrity, very delicious, and it's considered one of the best steaks anyone could ever have. And it's from, oh, hold on. It's from Brazil, and it's grilled over binchotan. I don't know how you say that. Charcoal. It's the best charcoal in the world for a flavor that only celebrities can appreciate and afford. After all, no one is eating steak made of, you know, sous vide anymore. That is so TV cooking shows for the masses.
Sous vide?
Bad mid-morning television for the general public, the bottom 90% pigs in the black and white population. I mean, Asians aren't into this crap.
No.
None of them know where to eat this fabulous steak in Larchmont, Los Angeles.
I've never heard of Larchmont, Los Angeles.
I don't believe these. Larchmont, that is a form of a bird on or a tree. I don't understand. Well, anyway, Ferner Farms is launching brand new ambrosia polonaise. It's made with real chickadees, expertly blended in a creamy sweet sauce, soothing to the Christian palate, and secretly included with real canned fruits and marshmallows topped with holiness. And then we also have Chella Bardis and her barbecued geese meats with a cozy fleece blanket. You can wrap yourself up in the warm and cozy fleece scented blanket with that amazing barbecue scent. In the blanket, we embed the barbecued geese meats scent in the blanket that you can enjoy with a whole treat of delicious barbecue geese meat.
Is this what people eat at your church and then they die? I mean, maybe the geese meats aren't cooked to temperature. I'm just, you know, whatever.
I think there's a lot of things that are cooked to temperature, you know, like cigarettes. They're starting to make them moldy. About a pack of Marlboros, yeah, or Salem Light. What was it? I don't remember, but it was some pack of cigarettes, and I opened it instead of being dry and ready to go. It was all moldy. Sonny said she opened one last week, was full of dead flies.
Oh my God.
I think this just, the whole thing has gone to hell in America.
Well, Tina, let's keep it on a light note here. We're all about the good juju, not the bad mojo. So guess what, everybody? I have a new audition for another play.
Oh my goodness.
Tune this week, The Spacious Oration. And that is, I can really fill the room with that.
Well, let's not forget about Busy Buzzy and her Easter surprise. No one's talking about that. Or Jennifer Pig Jigger and her Jigger of Pigs. It's a new bourbon made from bacon and other pork-like particles. It's gooder than chicken, including the sauce, by Farm G. Tetherson and the Chicken Pickles. Oh, wait a minute, those is two separate things. I always get that confused with Dinah's Dipped Chicken, with all your favorite steak sauces, including the applesauce and tasty dippings with family-sized portions. And I've heard that from Bart Neverworth and his amazing backup singers, the Pimble Brothers, with Natalie.
You know, I've never heard of any of this shit that gets talked about except for on this radio show.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know what you mean, honey. I've never... This must be local shit he's talking about, because it's not in Vegas. We don't have this kind of shit.
Well, I've heard that some of it goes on in Vegas, Glenda. I mean, I had lunch the other day with Joe Zena. She's an exotic dancer from Vegas who's into hook rugs, and her picture somehow hooked into the hook rugs. And she puts her face on these hook rugs. But anyway, I met her at a convention where I was one of the keynote speakers at this year's Bladder and Bowel National Conference. I'll be giving my expertise on why celebrities have constipation, how to get rid of that shit.
I don't think that's Christian language. I don't even know if I can agree or disagree with that, because I don't even know what's going on with that. I mean, the Pimble Brothers with Dadley never brought that up, but anyway, let's continue on. Now, Peggy Firthworther, and she had loopy-itis that got worse, and now she has loopy-demia, which means she loops everything. She just talks and walks in circles, and she'll only eat round foods and circular beverages. And that's why I had to call on the medical experts of Vizzy and Dizzy and the Sluggins Sisters. They're a band that used to perform on Wednesday nights for our Circle of Sin ceremony, where I slap everyone with a Bible. But they's also got medical knowledge. I read the medicals on them, and so they was able to fix Peggy Firthworth for about 5 minutes. We had a holiness thing. Luckily, we got that part on tape to use a testimonial, but she went back to normal. We don't tell anybody that, because then there was no one's going to use the product, and this all got pushed. We got pushed the product. So we still use Peggy's testimonial, even though she's still sick. She's still bad.
Oh my God, I've never heard. You got sick people going to your church, and you don't let them, like, get better?
Yeah, I wasn't following that either. I don't really understand what round foods or circular beverages are.
No, I've never heard of that. And if anyone would know about round foods and circular beverages, it's Marjorie Perjury and the Skeptic Set. The Septic Skeptic?
Jocelyn? What?
Oh. She's a little stressed, and she likes this ASMR activation energy where I'm cutting cords with her chakras. She's got all kinds of...
Are you bunched up? Are you free? Are you free? Okay, thank you.
She gets so triggered. Oh my God. I've been watching these clips on YouTube of that movie Cruella. My God, that is so old.
Cruella? Well, we show that every Sunday. I say to people, no, this is the devil. This is what the devil does. He makes movies like this to scare you into thinking you's not pretty enough. You can't afford to look like this with this fashion garbage and looking like this in them clothes. And, you know, she gets dumped out of a garbage truck at one point, and she really is wearing trash. And so that's why we have banned that Disney movie. So we make sure to tell everybody every Sunday, let's watch this and critique it minute by minute, scene by scene. And Pernan goes through and I tell people, let's look at the image system of this with Satan and the color red and black like soot and gray, that gray alien grays. So every Sunday I go through and I point out all the demonic messages and symbolism of that, a Baphomet, and we get all the Trump voters in on that one. It's a packed house. We make a lot of books on that one. We can send it to Jesus, and he likes to bank in Costa Rica.
Okay, well, I got some wonderful girls that can speak at that. Morgan Lavornia, Camber Shutterson. She sells slides, you know, like in a, what's that called, a playground for kids, slides. Oh my God, it's amazing. All you have to do is install it yourself. She just sells the idea. You could have a slide. She charges 10 grand for that. She's making bank. Camber Shutterson, she sells windows. Shutters are an upsell. Sonia Ambrosia. Now, she's got this canned fruit medley perfume that doubles as a dessert. It's not going over very well. I'm talking to her next week about her marketing. Butler Rutledge. She sells cowboy boots. Juniper Halloway. She talks about black issues for black women named Juniper Halloway. And then Katie Binger and her all-new non-fat diet of the week. Oh, and then we're going to have a movie shown at my next offshore Trump seminar. Gentlemen prefer blonde Rhonda and her mullet. Now, this is a movie that's an art film, kind of a cheeky adult film that I was in back in the 70s, Gentlemen.
You can't even talk. Satan has gotten your soul sold to the devil. You can't even pronounce the name of the movie. Gentlemen prefer blonde Rhonda and her mullet.
And the sequel, why did Rhonda have a mullet?
And then the third in the series would be called Rhonda Lost Her Mullet. And then I think the fourth one, because you gotta go that far, you know, and make it really bad, is Rhonda's Mullet's Revenge, right? And all this time, the mullet was, like, embedded. It was like one of those embeds. Is that what they're called, where the FBI embeds themselves in the January 6th thing that happened?
They embedded themselves in the factory where I was getting my 99-cent store.
store dinners and my TV dinners. And they got in on wiring my house. They bugged my house. I was talking to Sylvia about my big ideas, making money on TV dinner suppositories, mac and cheese suppositories, Pop's Tarts suppositories, Bud Light enemas, and Jiffy Pop enemas. And the FBI done stole them. I'm not allowed to talk about them anymore.
But you just talked about them, and what are they going to raid you now and say you can't talk about Jiffy Pop enemas?
Or the mac and cheese Pop-Tart enemas? Glenda, I don't think you'd be shoving Pop-Tarts up your ass, especially if you got Bud Light up there with the Bud Light enemas. I don't know, Glenda.
It just doesn't sound holy, Glenda. I mean, if that's your nutritional program from the Lord, it sounds like it's from Satan.
Oh, I got a coded message in my QNOT newsletter. It said, GSU. Now, I think that means Glenda shut up. And then they had like a target, you know, like a gun sight target over GSU. And I think that's a sign to me that he's coming after me to kill me if I talk about Pop-Tart anymore.
Well, shit, Glenda, you just said it again, so stop talking about it. Jeez, it doesn't have to be the FBI to tell you to stop talking about it if they're going to come and raid your house. And, I don't know, take away the cat that's not yours.
And your Barca Lounger with your bedpans, Glenda. Where would you be without your Barca Lounger with a hole cut in the bottom where your ass goes, where you can just jump right into the bedpans while you're watching the news? I take it you watch Fox News?
I try to. I like Hannity, and then Laura Ingraham. I like the Five.
Yeah.
I don't think Greg Gutfeld's funny, though. I don't get him.
Well, then you need to stop that and pay attention to something else, like Gerald Pardsley and his dynamic donuts of distinction for discriminating tastes in the Christian dessert community. That's the CDC, Glenda, and that's the one you should be paying attention to. And then you need to get like a side order of Holy Roller roll-on deodorant that don't make your pits itch, because it's sanctioned by Jesus, and it has a sticker of Pernod's face on it. And I got that idea from Yemini Fleeny and the Butterbells Choir and the Sparkly Backup Dancers.
Why does your church always sound like it's about to do dinner theater for Vegas for adults only?
It does. It sounds like it's full of sin from Sin City. Is that the racket you got going on?
You know, sometimes I give speeches there too, Glenda. Motivational Christian speeches all about spirituality and religion, and I do it topless.
You see my point?
I'm not even going to entertain this. It's not the right conversation to have in front of Jesus. I'm just going to move on and talk about Kessa Fliberson and her essential oils collection of corn, cabbage, coffee and rhubarb, and then raisins and filberts. I think I mentioned that before, but Pernod's a little dibbled right now.
Dibbled? What the hell is dibbled?
It's worse than when I ibble, but it's quieter. So no one will notice, except Jesus.
Sounds like a personal problem, honey. I think you better read the Bible again.
You know, I think the only time to read the Bible is when you're comfortable, right? When you're feeling just rejuvenated from celebrity beauty oils without the celebrity prices. When you get into some beautiful things. Jocelyn, pick that paper up. I dropped it on the floor. There it is on the floor. Can you see it? I dropped that. Okay. Or talk to Pamela Jones and her pretty pancake makeup bases for all kinds of faces. Wow eyebrows, sleek cheeks, facial uplifts, and sly eyes with no crow's feet. These are all stickers and creams and salves and balms and droplets you can put on your face. Instead of watching them goddamn Vegamore commercials on YouTube, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of Dr. Gundry telling me tomatoes is bad, when everybody knows it was the tomato worms that saved the seagulls from barfing up tomato worms on top of the Jesus Temple in Salt Lake City.
No, that's all wrong, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh my God, when I go to Sylvia's and we watch YouTube on her internet machine, I'm so sick of these commercials. And this is a metabolism killer, and this is a metabolism killer, and this is a metabolism killer. I thought, Sylvia, bullshit, goddammit, all the food he's telling me I can't eat is what I eat. That's why I got a big old fat cuss's ass, but you know, I blend in with my fellow Walmart shoppers.
Oh my God, and then those dreadful Law of Attraction commercials from Mary Manon Morrissey, and she's got some new scheme going on, some new scam, some new thing where she's bilking and grifting again.
I don't know if it's a commercial, but I saw this internet meme. Is that what it's called, a meme?
I don't know, but anyway, it was with Superman flying up in the sky, and then there was these talking heads. Not like the dead bird heads in our community, but we also have, well, I won't get into that, because we have fishes swimming in lakes without heads. We got headless fish, and they was swimming by the dead bird heads, but that's not what I was talking about. So Superman, in this meanie, was flying around in the sky, and then Joe Biden was in the sky, appeared, and then Superman flies into space and spins the world backwards and undoes and makes backwards all the backwards things that Joe Biden would say. He turns back the hands of time. He makes history go backwards to the time of Trump, and then Trump's face rises up like the sun and the eclipse. And then Superman was the saving the day with Trump, and Trump was Superman or something like that. I think then we switched to bacon. And I never understood the connection, but it was all about how to cook bacon and hash in these iron skillets. And I thought they lost the plot.
No, you lost the plot because a commercial came on. So you were watching one physical. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, what am I saying?
Well, it's everywhere, Jonathan. These Vegamore commercials with all these women with these ugly pockmarked faces looking like they didn't mess for 10 years. And then they sploosh on this kind of a crane. Goo, pus-filled sensation. And now they're gorgeous. I'm telling you, Naomi Campbell would vomit on this, and they would use her vomit in the Vegamore commercial to look like Vegamore vomit makes you look gorgeous like Naomi Campbell. And that's so not right. That is so not modeling and fashion.
I think it's wrong to sell vomit because it's from Satan. That's why people vomit things up, because it doesn't go through your stomach tubes and out your oot-shoot plumbing.
That's a problem I had. I ate too many hollow chocolate bunnies over Easter. They said chocolate was good for digestion. I just bloated and exploded.
That's a funny rhyme, Glenda, that rhyme.
Knock it off.
Now, all I can say is I need to get going to practice for my new play audition I'm doing, Tonya Had Her Toenails, and also Marjorie Perjury and the Septic Skeptic, and I can really get into character. I think, you know, I'd like to try and experiment and actually play each different character the same way. You know, like a split A-B test, like a marketing test. I'm just going to do what I want and see if they, you know, pick me. Pick the one who would make it a big hit with my face on the poster and everything.
But isn't that the problem, though, is like you audition the way you want to do it rather than showing them, look,
what?
You know, done some research or whatever on here's how I would portray the character, but I'm willing to take direction and totally change it, right?
Well, I'm totally ready to take direction if they tell me to be psychic and channel the character instead and do it my way. I can channel it my way, or I can just portray it my way. I mean, those are the two choices. I don't think there's any other way to do acting.
Well, but what you could do is say a prayer and then let Jesus come and enter your spirit, Catherine. Let Jesus guide you into the light.
I can just say, fuck it, honey, I'm gonna do whatever I want. I'm the movie star, you know? That's what you do, Catherine.
Oh, I know it. And tonight I'm gonna toast to me. Who would also toast to? I mean, I'm fabulous. I'm doing auditions, and I'm just showing them someone else may get this part, but this is what I would do, and it would be superior, and that's probably why I won't get the role, because they don't want other ones to feel bad, you know, in the audition, or the people who actually get the part, and so it's really tough. It's tough being as good as I am. I need to go now.
Oh my God,
to my toe polish. Good night. You know, I ought to send her a box, like a gift box, a gift basket of Carrie's Mary Berries, Carrie's Mary Mary and Berries, and Carrie's Mary Cherry Berries, and a savory and merry raspberry sauce.
I need a beer. Good night.
Oh, good night, honey. Oh, yeah, so much glad. Well, I'm gonna open another pack of cigarettes and hope it's not filled with mold and maggots and
little
bits of toenails and, I don't know, dried out boogers.
Oh.
Well, I'll talk to you later, honey. Good night.
Well, good night, everybody. Turn alone in the studio again. Oh my goodness.
It's very quiet in here, very spiritual, very religious. When Pernan alone in the studio, I can get all kinds of thoughts that just bubble up into Pernan's brain. Thoughts of Jesus and angels floating on glory clouds. Oh my goodness, I have to write my speech today, Sunday.
Oh my goodness, today is Sunday. We're having a fundraiser tonight. We're going to raise a whole bunch of money for the company, for the church, for Jesus.
Jeez, don't listen, Jesus. Just wait till you get your cash later.
In Costa Rica. Good night.